Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
We're not going out. We are not going out.
Is staying in the new going out? Well, it seems it is when you reach the age of 29 years of age. This survey that's out today tells us the change in social habits aligns with advice from specialists who suggest that endorphins, as they're being called endorphins, as in I-N-D-O-O-R-P-H-I-N-S, are boosted simply by enjoying quality time at home. 93% of those surveyed said they hold the view that home life is essential for their well-being. So I want to know, do you prefer to stay in or go out? News Talk's tech correspondent Jess Kelly, Cathal O'Sullivan, content creator with Today FM, both with me in studio today. Cathal, I don't need to ask you, your love is going out.
Yeah, well, to a certain extent,
oh,
I do.
Really?
Yeah, well, like, I try to.
I was expecting a hard gesture.
Well, yeah, I keep a happy balance, but also I do love, like, going out and kind of socialising.
Well, like, for instance, bank holiday weekend, right? What's your choice?
Like, this weekend now, I have a dinner dance tomorrow.
Dinner dance.
There has to be something to do with it.
So
people just piled on you there.
Dinner dance tomorrow. So the, what's it called? Probably head to the pub around 6 o'clock.
What's the dinner dance for?
I'm in a musical society.
Oh, okay. Well, I knew it was something like that.
Then Saturday, I'll probably head for a few during the day just because the weekend that's in it. And then Sunday, I was 26 there on Monday. So I'm going to have a bit of a.
Well, enjoy it, because according to this survey, it ends in 3 years
yeah,
time.
Look, bank holiday, 3 day bender, no surrender. That's what I say.
That's your motto. I have to say, I never heard that before. But that's what I mean. Your choice, obviously, like, you're 26 years of age. Your choice now, bank holiday weekend, it's out.
Yeah, well, look, the way I see it, I just love going out socialising. I'm single. I might as well do it while I can. And yeah. I love a bit of a trad session, little sit by the fire maybe on Saturday there and just a few pints. Like, it's sometimes, like, not that I do it very often, but I have gone out not drank. But, like, you can do that as well.
Yeah,
like, I don't love sitting at home in my bedroom or on my couch watching the telly. Mm. I do that enough 5 days a week during the week. I like going out meeting people. I could go out on my own. And
would you?
Yeah, I've done it before.
I've never gone out,
had a pint in town, and then you always bump into someone. But you know me, like, I know everyone, every time Dick and Harry. So, like, the way I see it, I'm going out to enjoy myself, and sure, I'm doing no one else any harm.
No, that's true. What does your weekend look like now, bank holiday weekend, Jess Kelly?
I found my label maker. And so what I'm going to do is spend the weekend putting labels on the presses in my kitchen so that everybody who I live with, i.e. one other person, knows where everything goes in the presses. And I'm going to organise the hot press. I'm going to fold the towels. And I'm going to do it across the 3 days.
Oh, wow.
So 3 days, no surrender for organisation. Yeah. There will be nothing left unorganised in my house. And I was talking to my mum about it. I have it all planned out. So
go on, take me through. I'm not joking when I tell listeners. I would sincerely guess there's an Excel sheet about this
there
on that
is.
Laptop.
Oh,
I knew rightly there was.
There is. So everything is organised. So what I'm going to do on Saturday, and just brace yourselves now, people, this is wild exciting. Saturday is take everything out of all of the presses and all of the cupboards and all of the stuff that's everywhere. Then we're going to do an assessment. And we're going to do Marie Kondo our way around the house. If it doesn't bring us joy, it's getting in the bin, going into a charity bag, or going to the recycling centre. Then on Sunday, when we've assessed the situation as per the running order on the Excel spreadsheet, we're going to spend a bit of time labelling where things go. Then on Sunday evening, if we want to have a bit of a thrill, we might start the organisation. Or we might do it on Monday. Who knows? We might go wild and just start it on Monday. But I can't tell you, I've been looking forward to doing this since last week.
Yeah. And I've no doubt you have. You know, it's the word label maker. That's what makes me think.
It's the best thing I've ever
watched. I wonder how we're even friends.
No, but this is the thing, right?
I barely own a pen.
No, I know you don't. And it's probably one that you stole off. You stole off my desk.
I did steal
that's
that.
That's a Muji one.
Yeah.
Wagon wheel. No, but the thing is, so I love my friends and I love the odd night out. But there's no better text. It doesn't matter if you've had a baby, if you got engaged, I don't care. The best text I can receive is, do you mind if we reschedule? I'm like, yes, cancel the plans.
No.
Let me sit at home.
I am completely fine.
But, you know, we are very good friends. Mm. We've been out to dinner. We've been on trips. We've done all these great things. My favourite nights are when you text me going, do you want to come over to the house? And I'm like, yes. and I go over to your house and you have your little plates and you have, you know, a bit of cheese, you have a few crisps.
Sounds about
perhaps
right.
Perhaps a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
I love those nights. I'd much rather go over
but
to your house.
Socialising.
Yeah, so, but I would much rather that. But again, I'd much rather do that in your house than going to the pub or going to the restaurant. I'm not a big one, unless it depends on the group. Like, I love Friday drinks with my friends from work. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Beyond that, I'd rather just be in people's houses and chill and chat and not have to worry about what you're wearing and all that kind of junk.
Well, it's a bit more, I suppose, about, I know we're slagging you about the labels and the cleaning and all, but I get that too. Yeah. I mean, like when I moved into my house, there's a certain amount of that as well you have to do, and some bank holidays were, you
but
know,
it makes me feel
for
good.
Painting.
And like we've spoken about this on the show before, and I know it sounds ridiculous, but some people go, like there was a story earlier in the week that people go get their hair done because it makes them feel better. Mm. My thing is, I love having a clean and organised space. I was stressed here in the office the other day. I was up to 90 about absolutely nothing, and I cleaned my desk out and I organised my desk, and I felt
great.
A million times
I have a text
better.
For you. You're going to be thrilled about this. Listener is wondering, can I pay Jess to clear out my house? And when is she free?
Tag me in.
Yeah,
do you remember when you moved into your house and
I know
we, like,
you did help me clean,
and I had the little screwdriver out and we were fixing I love doing stuff like that. Anything like that where you have to focus on the task at hand and you can see the results of your labour, it brings me so much joy.
Are you not surprised though, Cathal, that it's 29? That's the age people are opting to sit in.
No, my sister's 29 and she's a hoosh. Me and her would hit the town every night of the week if we could. I'm not going to lie now. The only time I crack out the Excel sheet is for 12 pubs and the rules and the different pubs we're going to. That's my excitement when it comes.
I thought 29 was awful young.
Oh, very young. I have a lot of like friends who vary in ages, like 2 years younger than me, 2 years older than me. And we're all still like, I don't know, is it like...
I think it depends on the type of person. Yeah. I've been like this since I came out of the womb like this.
Yeah, I love organising things. Like Jess says, when someone says, oh, I love getting that text to reschedule. If someone texts me that, I'm looking for the next person.
Really,
I'm saying,
yeah.
Right, you're not coming.
You're gone off the list.
You're gone.
Who else is around,
lads?
Yeah.
I'd nearly like text a few being like, right, I'll get all these people together and they won't know each other, but it'll be great.
But I think it's an introvert-extrovert thing. Like that's what, so you are an extrovert. I always say, Andrea could walk into an empty room and come out with 10 friends. You just are the Pied Piper. You just recruit
is that
people.
That's a good thing, I wonder.
No, it is. Anytime I walk down anywhere, you're like, oh, there's a guard from Donegal. Oh, there's a, and I'm like, oh, shit, okay, grand. So like, you know everyone everywhere and you get energised by being around people, whereas I need to sit in a room and do nothing, and I just need to reach. Even when I go home tonight now, I will need to sit at home on my bed or on the couch for a few minutes and just decompress. I get energised by just being alone. Yeah. Other people get their energy and their buzz from being around people. And I think it's pure introvert, extrovert thing.
I'd be a bit like that. Like I went to Lanzarote there about 2 weeks ago and my friend was over there as well for a wedding, and I ended at the day two of the wedding.
Really? Yeah, you just ended up at it.
Well, he was like, Jesus,
you were doing a speech at the wedding.
You
the
don't have a casual here, so you might as well come on to the day too. It was great.
Yeah.
But I think like that, like I absolutely love hiking. I danced for 4 hours last night at rehearsals, had cardio workout, and I'm like, there's a balance, but I do love that aspect
of going out. Being around people.
Just going out, sitting, having slagging. Yeah. I just love a bit
of
it.
Do you know where I noticed a little bit of a change in this? I'd say it was during COVID. Mm. And obviously you couldn't go out for so long, you know, and you kind of had to get more used to, well, enjoying your own company or whoever's company you live with. But that sort of, the socialising changed, I feel, an awful lot. Well, okay, well, obviously it did for me. So you couldn't do anything.
Yeah. But again, like I think because that's where you get your energy, it probably was a big change. Whereas I think a lot of people saw the benefits, some of the benefits of maybe just chilling at home. And I do think it's a balance and a seesaw. And I wouldn't say that I absolutely hate going out. And you know, like my thing
that'd
is...
that'd be total lies now if you told people that. No.
No. But you know that if we're on a night out, I know when I'm done. And when I'm done, I need to go home. Like, so
you
I
have the ability to do that.
I know.
And I don't either.
But the biggest lesson, that I've learned, you know, from my 20s into my 30s is... I'm no longer bothered trying to hang around and stay out till 3 o'clock in the morning just so nobody slags me. If it gets to 11 o'clock and I'm sleepy,
done.
I am going home and I do
you
not
can
care.
Check out.
Yeah.
That's an interesting element to this, isn't it? It's just the ability to just know your limits as well.
Well, nothing happens after 3, so you're head on.
You'll always find somewhere. Rosaline says, I'm with Jess all the way. I enjoy tidying and organising, but I don't think I'd want to spend a weekend at it. Life is too short. I will say this, by choice, I had a very quiet weekend, last weekend I sat in. Purely because I was absolutely banjaxed from the previous 4 or 5 weekends and
the birthday month.
Yeah, and I had a few plans on this weekend.
Yeah, 6 weeks, you're telling me.
I needed needed a little bit of a break. Another texter says, I love the sound of Cahal. Give him my number. I'll go out with him. Come on. This texter. I love it. 087-1400-106 is the WhatsApp number. Do you stay in by choice? Do you enjoy going out? What do you find the best simple benefit? Yeah, really interesting survey. That is from Brabianta, the homewares company. That's what's out today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.